This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 674, How to Ask for More Space in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Do you ever feel like you need more space in a cafe or on the train? Today, find out how to ask for it in a polite way in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing pretty well. How about you? Feeling good?
I am doing very well. I'm doing very well.
Awesome.
Ugh, but you know what really frustrates me?
I guess a few things, but what? What frustrates you?
What do you know? What else frustrates
you? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just giving you a hard time, Michelle. Just messing around with you. Gosh.
Oh, I'm messing around today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it frustrates me. You know, I really love living in this area, but there's never enough space. Mm. Like, it's just so crowded.
I know. I hate that. That I really felt that in New York, especially on the trains.
Yeah, definitely on the trains. I never get a chance to sit down. Sometimes I want to read on the train. Would you read on the train in New York?
Yeah, I used to. Yeah. Before smartphones.
What about if you couldn't have a seat? Would you read standing up?
I would try to. I mean, yeah.
Try to is the key. Like, sometimes I can't even get a pull and I just like have like a big book with me. Like, I'm reading this like book. It's almost 600 pages right now.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Whip it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to read.
Yeah, it's true. And sometimes if you get on the train at the wrong time, well, I guess in the morning at like 8 a.m., 8:30 a.m., really painful.
Yeah. And sometimes you need more space. And, you know, so that's what we're going to be talking about today, Lindsay, is like, what can you say, especially in a place like New York or any crowded place or really anywhere it could work? Like, even if you're on the couch, mm-hmm. right? And
yeah.
somebody's sitting too close to you.
Right.
Or maybe you're in a cafe and like someone's chair is a little too close, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is another very cultural issue, right? It's going to be different for everyone from different parts of the world.
Absolutely.
You know, I remember feeling very awkward in Europe when some people I knew would just get really close to me. Well, we've talked about the personal space we have in the U.S. We have this personal bubble of space that we need, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And guys, you guys should go back. And I was thinking about episode 508. I talked about my trip to India. And one of the things we talked about was personal space. So that might be an interesting one to listen to.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
Very cultural. But I guess we have to know if we're going to move to a place like New York City, if we're from a culture that's used to having more personal space. Although I feel like Americans are the ones who need the most personal space, you know?
You think so?
Probably.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, New York is just hard to get mm-hmm. it. And you got to be comfortable with people who are just right up near you, right?
All up in your face.
Right?
All up in your face. Are you comfortable if you need to ask someone to move a little bit? Are you comfortable with doing
that? Not really.
No. You just kind of let them stay.
Yeah, I would try to move over myself a little bit, or I don't know. It would be a little awkward, but we can show our listeners how to do it today.
Well, I'm going to show you how to do it with.
Okay, good.
Since you're uncomfortable too.
I need this lesson okay. too. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm thinking this is good for, I'm thinking about like sitting in a restaurant or cafe uh-huh. and maybe someone's chair is like a little bit too close. So you could use this, on the train or in other situations. But this is how I had it in my head.
Okay. I like that. Cool. What do we do? What can we say?
Okay. So here I'm going to teach you a few phrases. So the first one is just, could you move over a bit?
Yeah. Okay. That's very simple. It's not rude, but it's not overly polite. So it's just plain and simple. Get the message out
right.
there.
Yeah, like. Right. And the second one I really like, what is it, Lindsay?
Well, this one is very informal, right? It's for someone you know. Mm-hmm. You can say, scooch mm-hmm. over.
Right. Scooch over. So what does it mean to scooch?
Scooch. It just means to move over like, a little bit. I could see this with like your partner. You're on the couch in the evening and yeah. your partner's sitting too close and you feel hotter. It's like hot outside, hot inside the apartment. Scooch over, right?
Yeah. Just like move it a little bit, right? And yeah, it's like, or I'm thinking if somebody's sitting in a chair.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Also, and they need to kind of lift their chair up a little bit.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
move it, right? And maybe I'll make that like screeching noise.
Yeah, I like that.
So, or if like you're comfortable with the person, you could say, I'm going to give you a scooch.
What like, does that mean? I've never used that before. You're going
to. You've never? Oh, I'm thinking.
you're going to push them, you mean? You push them over? Push them? Or what do you mean?
I mean, you're probably not going to do this to a stranger, but if you're with your friend, that might get you in trouble. But if you're with a friend and like that, you kind of need them to move a little bit, you could maybe say, oh, I'm not really on the couch, but I'm thinking if they're in a chair.
Oh, you take their chair and you move it, literally.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Okay, I got it.
So, but scooch over is what you would like. But if you don't know the person, yeah. of course, you're going to say more than one of these other ones.
Oh, right? Yeah. You're probably not going to do this to a stranger on the subway, on the N train or something. Like, I'm going to give you a scooch over.
I'm going to push you.
Could you imagine?
I don't think that would be good. Guys, do not do that. That will not be good.
It would be funny. It would be funny.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Your English textbooks left you at a level where you can't connect with native speakers. That's why we created the Bridge to Connection method. To get into our course, go to allearsenglish.com/adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And what's the third one, Lindsay?
Okay. Well, you could say, I'm kind of squished over here. Squished. Yes. Mind if I move your chair or move you over a bit?
Right. So you can kind of combine those two things, say whichever one is best. So again, you're not going to move someone over if you don't know them. Mm-hmm. So this could be for a friend, or you can say, oh, I'm kind of squished over here. And then you could say, could you move over a bit, which is the first one, right?
Yeah. And that's what we're going to jump into with this role play. I like this. A couple of them are informal and a couple of them are just neutral. So I like that. I think that's great. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. So we just have a very tiny, tiny role play. And we're going to show you how this might work in a situation. So in this situation, we're in a cafe.
Okay.
And I am sitting like, I'm just imagining that we're sitting at tables right next to each other.
Okay.
And I don't realize that I'm right in Lindsay's face. Maybe I'm turned away, right?
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Okay. So let's give it a try. What would Lindsay say?
I'll say,
go ahead.
Oops, sorry. I'm kind of squished over here. Could you move over, please?
Oh, sorry, sure. I'll just scooch over here.
Oh, thanks. Oh, sorry, just a smidge more, please.
Is that good? Got more space?
That's perfect, thanks.
Okay, so that was real short and sweet, because obviously these aren't like really long conversations.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So we didn't use all of them, I don't think, but actually in a way we did. Mm-hmm. Would you say that that's a pretty natural thing that could happen?
Yeah, I think it was polite because we didn't know each other. We were just in the cafe, right, sitting side by side, but not like having coffee together, correct? Is that
exactly okay. Like I'm imagining you're like kind of on the same side as me or maybe, you know, we're even sitting over like at a Starbucks and we're both doing work on laptops.
Yeah.
And you're kind of
okay.
You know,
I like that. So we're strangers. So we're being polite and cordial to each other. But you were being direct enough that you got your space.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Or I did, rather.
Yeah. So first you said, I'm kind of squished over here. Could you move over, please? Mm-hmm. So you said please, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So again, we kind of, I don't think I said please on our phrases, but yeah, please is always a good word to use.
Yeah. And then you said, oh, sorry, sure. I'll just scooch over here. I think we have some new vocabulary words here for our listeners, guys. We have squished, we have scooch, and we have smidge.
Smidge is the one, the bonus.
The bonus.
Right?
Okay. Tell us about that.
I like this one. Do you think somebody would say this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a personal style. I don't say it. It's not my style, but it's kind of cute. Like it's kind of cutesy and it's fine. It's not impolite or anything. It's casual, but it's cute. So, yeah, I mean, if it's...
It means just a bit, like a little bit extra, right?
I would probably say just a bit or just a tiny bit. I would say like a tiny bit.
You would say, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's what I would say. But if your style is smidge, then that's totally fine too, Michelle.
Yeah, guys, again, English is all about, you know, developing your own style. So we're teaching you a lot of different things. So it's kind of interesting when sometimes I say something, but Lindsay might not say something.
That is
interesting. And it just goes to show you that it's all about your choices.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, that should make us feel a bit free in the language, guys, because it's not all about right and wrong. At your level, it's more about personal style and of course our basic value of connection. Okay. So that's cool.
Right. Because Lindsay and I are both native English speakers, and yet we have, different styles. Sometimes she says something, and I'm like, really? I don't say that. So it just goes to show you, it's about the connection and it's also about being confident in your style.
Yeah, that's right. Don't think that you're wrong just because it's something that you say. It's not so much about right and wrong at this level. Okay. So cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, okay. What else, Michelle? Any final tips here then?
Okay. Well, once you build the connection, you probably don't need to say please all the time, right? In this situation. So I'm not going to say to like my husband, can you please scooch over? I'm just going to be like, I'm going to scooch you over.
Yeah. At that point, you get really casual and close to the person. I just find this topic really interesting. I mean, this idea that it's so cultural, right? I mean, there's a lot more that maybe we could find. Yeah. Maybe I'll try to find some links and put them in the blog post if I can on personal space.
About personal space. Like, yeah.
I mean, you're going to be in Japan at the time that this episode comes out, Michelle. So you're going to be, you're going to have a different experience. I know that I think if you think the train gets busy in New York and crowded in Japan, whoa.
I've seen videos. I heard.
Yeah, I would just avoid the subway around rush hour. You know, that's the thing I would do because, there's a different sense of personal space there and, you know, everything is smaller. So you may feel that. It'll be interesting to see what you say when you come back about that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And guys, you know, just a couple extra tips, you know, smile at the person, maybe even laugh a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't move someone without asking and probably don't move someone at all if you don't know them.
Obviously not. Yeah, that would be bad. If you're in a cafe and you just take the person's chair, a total stranger. And
No.
Don't do that.
But if you're close with them, you know, if you're very close with them, it's a different story. And then, you know, use polite intonation, you know, make sure you sound friendly. And usually people are just going to be like, oh, sorry, you know?
Yeah. And also just sorry to go back to the cultural piece, but
I think
it's so important. Just recognize that, I don't know, I think part of culture is we understand our own culture. So if we're traveling in a new place, like for you, Michelle, in Japan, you may feel like you need this space, but it may be unreasonable. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like, just think about where you are, what your perspective is, and how it might be different from the people around you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's such a good point, Lindsay.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, well, guys, now you know how to do it. And Lindsay, I hope now you also feel more comfortable. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you. Yes, I will exercise these skills, Michelle, now that we've learned it. So I'll go ahead.
Next time
I'm on the R train in New York, I'll make sure I use this.
Okay, guys. All right. Well, and even on the train, it is kind of unreasonable, too, in New York, now that I think about it.
Yeah. No, this is better for like
a
cafe.
Guys, so thanks for listening. Thanks, Lindsay. And have a good one. I'll see you next time.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.